Hello, welcome to the Mac Show. Yes, we're here. We're back 3 weeks in a row. How about that? Unreal. And also, as well, we've got a couple of thank yous to start off with. The first one is to Greg. Greg donated $100 to pay wow. for Kyle to do the news show. If you don't know about it, Kyle does the news show every single day from the Philippines, gets all the news when America goes to sleep, makes it into a show, and posts it for when the UK wakes up. It's perfect. 5 minutes, all your tech news in one place. And we pay for Kyle to do that through the donations that we get for people. So, Greg, thank you very much, mate. That's paid for half a month of Kyle doing the news show. So it is greatly appreciated. If you'd like to give donations, you can just go to the sponsorship page, which is britishtechnetwork.com/sponsorship. And you can give us whatever you want, $5, $10, $20 a month. And it all goes back into the network to make sure that we can do stuff like the new show. So big thank you to everyone that does do that. And there's a lot of people that have given us an awful lot of money over the years. So thank you very much. And it's a great week. Thanks to TSO Host, as always, for supporting us. And we've got a fantastic panel to kick us off. Starting us off, top left, it's Chuck. Mate, yeah, do your video thing. Do your video thing so we can see it on the show.
Oh, do the video thing.
So
oh,
Chuck has discovered Blur-a-Vision. Here we go.
Hang on, I gotta find it again. I wasn't prepared for this.
No, I know, but Skype Blur-a-Vision, and it's actually, I'm really impressed with it. That's why I want him to do it. Here we go.
I can't find it.
Oh, I've buggered it. Sorry, man.
Come back and I'll find it. Sorry.
How have you been, mate?
I've been great. Looking forward to this, as always.
I've picked my Star Trek episode, so we just got to sort that out now.
Okay, here we go. I got it. Here we go.
Blur-a-Vision. Live blurring of his background. Skype's doing a good job there.
Yeah, it seems to squeeze my head a bit. I'm not quite sure why it does that. So if I take it off, I look a little more normal.
Your head hasn't moved.
As if though. I ever look normal.
Well, yeah, but your head hasn't moved. It's still the same dimensions.
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe it's flattering.
It's just a strange effect.
It is quite strange, but it does it extremely well. I thought it'd be really poor. You'd have like a ghost around you, but you haven't. It's almost like picking out individual hairs and stuff as well. Anyway, what have you been up to, pal?
I'm just trying to stay out of trouble, doing the shows and, coming back here and looking forward to talking to you guys.
Excellent, mate. Glad to have you back. 2 weeks in a row for you as well.
I know. Let's see if we can keep it going.
Well, like I said, it's always voluntary, mate. You don't have to.
Yeah.
Next to him is Jeffrey. What's been up, Jeff?
I had no idea the show was voluntary. I thought this was compulsory.
It isn't for you, Jeff.
No. You know, I'm out. See ya.
We're in deep poop if you don't come.
Sorry, I couldn't be here last week. But it's great to be back. And it's a bonus because not only am I hanging out with you, but Chuck is here too.
Excellent, mate. Yep, superb. And finishing off the triumvirate of guests that we've got here, being press ganging because Brett's had to drop out at the last minute. Hope you're all well, mate. And Patrice woke up late.
Oh, well.
Well, he's coming on big, though, so that's all right. So filling in manfully, it's Muller.
Hello.
How's life?
Yeah, very good.
Just now, you've got a new iPad, didn't you?
Yeah, I got the brand new one. The brand new, cheaper one.
And?
It's all right. I mean, it's an iPad, isn't it? So... But it's a nice size. I mean, I've got the original Pro here, and it is bigger. The screen is a lot bigger. When you say a lot bigger, it's a. Sorry, I'm trying to mess
up two iPads and a microphone.
I forgot to turn it around, actually, but there you go. But turn it on. But yeah, it's nice.
The mic's no longer pointing at your mouth, which is an helping.
Yeah. Okay. It's nice. I mean. I got £30 off it because I traded in an old Mini 2, so I got £30.
What, like
off.
A car?
No, the original iPad Mini 2.
They gave you £30 for an iPad Mini?
iPad Mini 2, yeah.
That's on sale in CEX in Bangalore now for £80 or something.
I actually said, do they go to Africa or something? And apparently, no, what they do, they just chew them up. Recycle all the metals and whatever. It's a bit sad, really, because it still worked.
I was going to say, how bad do you feel consigning your old iPad to the grave?
Well, it was secondhand when I bought it. I bought it from CEX.
My daughter would have had it. There's still life in them.
Yeah. I mean, it just wasn't on the latest version of iOS.
No.
Which was why one of the reasons why I traded it. So I put this case on back on the wrong way. It's not one of Apple's. It's not particularly well made, but it's okay.
Are you impressed with it though?
Yeah.
Is it way faster? Good. Is the camera better?
I've not really tested the camera because I don't really particularly use cameras on iPads. But the screen's gorgeous.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Yeah.
It does. Even just from here, looking at the video, it looks superb.
Yeah. You know, it's a nice size. And the only other sort of tablet I would have considered would be one of the Samsungs, but the decent Samsungs are £600.
And it's a Samsung.
It's got a Samsung screen.
Yeah. No, which I don't mean that disrespectfully to people who are in the Android environment, but if you're not in the Android environment, it's £600 a lot of money.
Yeah. It's nice. I mean, I probably could have maybe waited to get a Surface Pro 7 or something, but yeah, for £300,
it lasts nice.
It lasts me 8 or 9 years. I'll be happy with that.
You know. The week in Apple, all the stuff that's gone on. I'm standing again this week. I really enjoy standing, actually. I did both shows last week standing, so I've kept it going. First things first then, Apple reportedly increasing the iPhone 11 lineup production by 10%. There has been, unquote, strong demand. Why? Is that just like, because of the three camera thing and the demo of the camera units? Or is it because of the fact it's like version one and it's an odd version, so it's bound to be more because everyone bought the one and then the three and then the five and so on? So what do you think?
I think a lot of this is about the number of people that were still using like an iPhone 6.
Mm.
And
there's a lot.
They were ready. Yeah, there were a lot of people using older iPhones, and this is a very compelling upgrade from an older iPhone. I think the cameras are playing a role in this too, but I think a lot of this is from people that just have an older iPhone and they're ready to upgrade. And if you have an iPhone 6, you can't run iOS 13, so that is probably a compelling reason for some users.
It's kind of the first legacy, isn't it? Because the legacy was pretty good on the last update for 12. It did go back a fair old way, didn't it? Didn't 12 work on 5? No?
I think so.
No? Because one of the comments that I remember us making, and I may be wrong about that, but one of the comments I remember us making was that we were impressed at the legacy pick up on iOS 12 when it came out. So yeah, that's good. And there's a load more games as well. Now the other thing is arcade a part of this as well? Because if you were on a 6, of course, you're not going to get arcade unless you go to 13, are you?
Yeah, that's true.
So that was another thing, because arcade, I think, I mean, I've had a play now for 2 weeks with arcade, and I bloody love it. Best $4.99 I've spent this month, which I haven't spent yet because I've got a month free trial.
That's what everybody that I've talked to that is into gaming says, that they love arcade, that the quality of the games are very high, the playability is very high.
Yeah.
I'm not a gamer, so I don't know, and I'm not. I don't plan to subscribe to it, but still.
I do it when I'm taking a dump in the morning. That's the only time I ever play. But there's some good 5-minute morning motion games in there.
Thanks for that picture, Ewan.
You didn't have to create a picture.
I can even
draw
you a picture if you'd like. I'm a casual gamer, and I think I'm actually the gaming industry's nightmare, because I will play a game for 5 minutes at a time over the course of several months, and or just walk away from it without any remorse. But I'm enjoying Apple Arcade because it has taken away the stress isn't the right word, the annoyance at paying $5 for a game that I know I'll play maybe an hour total over the course of a week and then never look at again. Now I'm much more inclined to try out different games, and it's pretty cool.
I've got there's like a muscle memory that's come with it for me, because I'm sitting there watching it and it's like I'm waiting for the I'm waiting for the advert to start after I finish a level, and it doesn't. And it's like, that's really weird.
Yeah, that's very cool.
It's lovely.
Yep. No microtransactions or special packs you have to buy to really be able to finish a game. That's really nice, too.
Yeah, I had to go on a secret agent game. I can't remember what it was called. Hang on, let me get my phone out and have a look. But I had to go on a secret agent game that... Agent Intercept, and it was really good. I've had a really good time playing that. It's hard once you get past the first few levels, and you know, like when you get through the first couple of levels dead easy on a normal game, it's like, oh, okay, well, if you buy some bucks and some diamonds, then you can get a bit further. And not having that is kind of cool. And Cricket Through the Ages, that's going to be my cool thing this week, because Cricket Through the Ages is the most inane game I've ever played in my entire life, but I love it. Absolutely brilliant. I bet it's easier on an iPad than playing it on an iPhone, though. It's a great game. Really enjoyed it. Is that the only reason that we think the sales are up, then? Just iOS?
I don't think that it hurts that the iPhone 11 is, you know, priced a little bit lower. I think there's a perception there that maybe people felt like, okay, I've been kind of holding off. I really wasn't sure I could maybe justify the Pro prices, but I can justify the 11 price.
Yeah. The 11 looks a nice form factor. Still, people are still balking a little bit at the larger form factor. I've seen a few comments that are like, I wanted the 11 Pro, but I didn't want it in the Pro size. I just wanted in the 11 size. But so I guess I'll have to put it with that. But I was like, well, hang on. You know, you look at the modules. You've got three camera modules in there. That has to take up a lot more space. Plus, you need battery because you're powering three camera modules and a bigger processor. You know, that it all just takes an awful lot more processing time. So, that, you know, there's a lot of battery drain in there. You can't have that low form factor with the features.
It's quite a small phone. I look at them in the Apple Store. I mean, you don't notice what they are until you turn them round.
What, the 11 or the 11 Pro?
Well, I've seen the 11. I've seen the 11 Pro from a distance. It don't look that big, actually.
It's a 6.5 screen, isn't it? Same as...
The 11 Pro is the same as the...
same as the 10 Max.
As the 10S, mm-hmm. or 10X. So
Max, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just on the right upgrade theory, isn't it? People are just... If you're on the 6, it's a no-brainer. There's no point in me upgrading the XR at the moment. Only edit 12, not even 12 months.
Yeah,
I agree, and the XR is a great phone.
It is. It's a cracking phone. Yeah, I mean it's the 10 effectively, isn't it? So
it's just got a different camera module, and I don't take an awful lot of photographs. But I mean, I went to see Richard III the other day, and I took a few photographs. I've had a few museum dues where I've done and it takes great photographs. But just, you know, when you for snapping, it's a great little snapper.
So you went into a theatre and took that, or like not a movie theatre, Richard III?
No, it was Richard III's burial place in Leicester.
Oh, right.
You know, when he was dug up.
I thought we were going back to me having a dump.
No, no.
So I took my iPhone in and had a Richard III.
No, wait, Richard III, he was found in a car park in Leicester, wasn't he?
Right, you were the actual Richard III, yes.
Actual Richard III, yeah.
Yeah.
I got taken by the museum as a thank you.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they
did. So you saw his car park?
Well, they've covered it over now with a building and left the actual where they dug him out exposed.
I thought you meant like they found him in a car park waiting for someone to come pick him up, like his Uber was late or something.
Funny enough,
An Uber, my kingdom for an Uber.
If you go to the site, they reckon that the amount of coincidences for them to find his body when they did was absolutely outrageous. So he probably was sort of going, "Cooey, I'm over here." Because due to the fact that they've built, I mean, Leicester's quite heavily built. It reminds me a lot like Coventry, the way it's been built.
Exactly, yeah. Very like Coventry.
And it's sort of kind of compact. The most obvious place for them to dig in his car park was they found him, and they found him on the first day, and apparently the archaeologist was digging and put a trowel through his head.
Well, through his skull.
Charming. Yeah, so apparently she was very embarrassed. I'm saying it was a she because I think they said it was a she. If it was a man, I do apologize to all the ladies out there.
Well, it could be a she, and she was embarrassed because of the way the men handled the excavation and put a shovel through his head.
Well,
The lady, the lead archaeologist, the person that was driving it and believed that it was there, I think was a lady.
Yes,
it was her research.
She wasn't an archaeologist, so she was just an author who got interested in Richard III. The lead archaeologist didn't believe they'd find him. He was somebody from Leicester. But apparently the reason why they let her off is because he was buried in a hurry, because obviously Henry the VII kind of wanted to go to, sort of put him on view and then kind of buried him in a hurry, and he was kind of scrunched up in his grave.
They just dumped him in a hole in the ground, basically?
Yeah. They dug a hole in the choir area of the Franciscan monastery and just dumped him in the hole. And his head was kind of propped up in a weird way.
Well, he got a bad neck problem, hadn't he, with or bad back problem as well.
Yeah, so he got scoliosis. So he had a curved spine.
But that was the thing. It's like the pharaohs, isn't it? You know, just wiping all of the previous pharaohs off from the cartouches and stuff because they didn't agree with their politics or whatever. It's the same kind of thing. It was like scrubbing Richard III from history.
It was more the fact that there was lots of people liked him. He was a very good king. He was very well liked. And Henry wasn't quite so well liked. So it's kind of trying to... they didn't want a cult of popularity. Hmm. This has got absolutely nothing to do with Apple.
This Week in Richard III, brought to you by TSO hosts. yeah, that's okay. It works. Deep Pans put, blimey, he was there a long time. The fees for the parking must have been horrendous.
That was a joke going out at the time, yeah.
He was a king. Didn't he get a special government rate?
Yeah.
Let's not go there.
Moving on. while there's still a little modicum of respect for the royalty of this this nation. Golden Master has been ceded for Catalina to developers, which means probably in the next week or so we could be getting it for real. I've got a question. My question on this is really whether, and I'd be interested in what the chat room's got to say to this. I never felt when we went from Yosemite to Mojave that there was a danger in upgrading. It didn't feel like an extension that was going to be taxing on the existing systems that I got, or drivers, that kind of thing for sound devices. I've got to say I'm a lot more trepidatious about Catalina for some reason. I don't know really why.
I have a hypothesis why.
Go.
Or at least I'm projecting onto you.
No, go for it.
My trepidation with moving to Catalina is that there's some driver that I haven't caught yet for a device that I'm using. Don't even know what device that would be. That's still 32-bit. And when I do the upgrade to Catalina, I'll have a critical piece of gear that I use that suddenly isn't working.
Yeah, I think that's maybe it. And I think I've got a PreSonus sound card, which is actually critical for us doing this show. And I've got a feeling, I feel like every time I've updated it, I thought, that might just crap out now. And that's what bothers me.
Yeah, I think Jeff's spot on. I think all of us are a little bit paranoid about the 64-bit transition, not from the standpoint of the stability of the OS, but more just somewhere deep in the zeros and ones of a particular program or a particular driver, that it's not going to work the way it should. And unfortunately, I mean, I don't know what you guys have been seeing, but I've been basically pleased for the most part with iOS 13 the developers having things updated. There are a couple that are still lagging, and I'm kind of disappointed in, and their name utilities, not big name utilities, but their name utilities. And I just hope that the macOS developers are not going to get caught with their pants down here.
There's a few comments here coming through in the chat room almost instantly. So there's a nerve, I think, been hit here. Magic Man says he's really pissed off. He's going to lose Aperture, which I never used. I've never used. So there you go. Bob Beach is saying don't upgrade. And then Muller's just put a really good, because he's forgotten he's on the show. Muller's put, why haven't Apple worked out they need a compatibility mode left in Microsoft? And I totally agree with that. And I think that's another point as well, is that there's no rollback, is there? You've got to clean, you know, nuke and pave to get back to where you were with an old OS. With and this is the one where it's like, there really is a cliff, isn't there? There's a drop off where it's like, hang on, this could be seriously impeding to people. You've got to give a rollback facility on this, surely. But it's not Apple's way at all.
No, Apple does not like to look back.
No, but I think the drop-off of 64-bit for 32-bit is critical enough that it would be prudent at the least.
Yeah, I agree. It's not like developers didn't see this coming, because Apple has been saying, hey, we're going 64-bit only for a long time.
Yeah.
That said, you know, that's not an excuse. As a workaround, I've seen several articles. The one from Tidbits is the one that comes to mind, where they talk about setting up a virtual machine to run Mojave.
Yeah. I think it's right. And there's another point here from Magic Man, which is a great one. Get yourself a solid state drive and then put Mojave on that so that you can boot from the SSD just for the purposes of doing this show. And that's ideal. That would be perfect.
Yeah.
Or, that's a great idea. That's what I do with the developer betas for the operating system. That's on an SSD.
Could you use a carbon copy clone tool to make a copy of my existing Mac for an SSD to boot from so that it thought it was the Mac drive?
Yeah.
That would work.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about putting an SSD in my little Mac Mini, and they use Carbon Copy Cloner on the instructions.
It's no different than if you were using it for a backup and then booting from that backup.
Yeah. I want to do that eventually, put an SSD in it, because it's a bit slow. Yeah. Not that I use it for anything.
Yeah, I think that might be it. I might be buying myself a 1 terabyte SSD and just doing a clone. That would really work. And then I can upgrade and I not feel bad. Plus also,
if you want a suggestion for a really good reliable SSD, I'm using SanDisk.
Oh, now I think James picked this. Show it up again, just so I've got you full screen. But show it again. I think James picked one of these. Is that 1 terabyte? And you can get them in 2, can't you?
Yeah, this one, it might be 1 terabyte. I can't remember. Oh, this one's a 500 gig, but
right.
It's the same. It's just this one happens to be a 500 gig.
Dropped in price because I was looking at them the other day. They were very expensive. Didn't somebody bring them up as a cool thing ages ago?
I think James picked it. James Rickard.
I think Jeff picked it months ago. And they were very expensive.
Yeah, I remember when I picked this one up, it was like $80.
Wow.
That's very good. Bob Beach has put, I've run Yosemite in a separate minimized partition for just one particular app I needed, and I've had no problems at all. So.
Can you use Bootcamp? Or is that just for running Microsoft and whatever?
That Bootcamp's just for Windows.
Yeah.
There must be something similar.
We just virtual machine. You can use Sunbox. What is it, Sunbox?
You can use VMware, I know.
VMware, yeah. That kind of stuff will do it. What's the one? What's the free one? It comes from, I keep saying Sunbox, but I can't.
Bob's saying use Disk Utility.
Yeah, the free one, doesn't it have to... Or you have to use applications that it's actually compatible with. So it's not like you can run any application.
No. It's okay. I'm going to do that. I think at the end of the show, I'm going to buy one of those drives and I'm going to just clone the disk here. And then, because, I mean, this one is so stable. Every week it runs smooth as snot.
Yeah, there is that.
But you've got all the Mac Minis, or you just leave them alone?
They're not powerful enough to run the video software, though. That's the trouble. They just can't cope with Wirecast. They struggle I get no lip sync at all. You're minutes behind, mate, on your video as well. So. Unfortunately. Apple has launched Apple News Plus in the UK and Australia. Now, you guys have had it for a while in the States, but there's quite a virtual box. Thank you, Bob. There's a couple. I know Gary has signed up for it in the Slack room, and GB Redneck, who's in the chat room, has signed up for it, and he raved about it. They're saying it's really worth the money. $49.99 in Australia, and they were saying there was real good breadth of stuff there, and Gary was talking about dropping his Readly account.
I like Readly. I'm not
well, but are you getting more from Readly than you're getting from this? Because I think Readly's a pound cheaper, but if you're getting more out of your magazine options here with News Plus.
I'll have a look, but I do like Readly, and it suits me. I just dip into Readly. I don't really read the magazines. Like when you bought a magazine, you felt you had to read all of it, didn't you? But with Readly, you can kind of flip through and just read the articles you want rather than read everything.
Yeah, I get that. Rob's just immediately dived in the chat room and said, love Apple News Plus. So, Bob has signed up for it free, but he's pretty certain now he won't pay for it. So,
I never got into Apple News Plus, but I got out of reading magazines, just kind of fell out of it several years ago. And the only magazine I actually have a subscription to is Smithsonian. And you get 2 years for like, I don't know, $18.
Yeah. Rob is saying in the chat room, it's worth it to me, but only because I was paying £25 a month for the Times newspaper on subscription.
Oh.
And he gets the Times included with Apple News Plus. Maybe there's a different version of it, but I mean, he obviously hasn't noticed if it is.
Yeah, I think it's a subset of content on Apple News. But for a lot of people, it's a large enough subset that it doesn't matter.
Bob's saying, I've mentioned it before, but I can get mags and newspapers that I want free via Press Reader. So.
Yeah, and Apple News is fine. I have not subscribed. Just, frankly, just don't have the time. I still rely on RSS to suck off the news from all the sites that I like.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, this is definitely the year of the subscription, isn't it, for Apple? I mean, you've got the TV coming, you've got News Plus, and you've got music, you've got arcade. They're diving in with both feet on subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they said they were going to be a services company.
Yep. No backing down. So the hardware's going to disappear.
They're a services company, but they will make the hardware to have the best experience with the services they offer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And going back to that then, so we've got next month or this month, the TV services come in, Apple TV Plus. And there's a new teaser advert for an M. Night Shyamalan, which has got warning written all over it straight away. TV Plus series called Servant. And this looks...
That series just sounds creepy.
Well, it looks weird as hell. I'm going to play the thing. Oh, hang on. Here we go. I'm going to play the thing here. And it is... It's obviously a fake baby. And the person's dressed in the fake baby, but it wobbles a little bit, but then it's got... It looks incredibly authentic. But what do you believe? I believe the baby's fake, made of rubber. And it's coming on November 28th.
Yeah, the premise is a couple, they have a baby, and shortly after it's born, like, I don't know, like weeks or a couple of months after it's born, it dies. And they're so distraught that they replace their baby with a doll. And eventually they hire a nanny to take care of the doll.
Oh, dear.
And okay. Yeah, and then just the whole thing is creepy.
And the doll's going to come to life then or something.
I don't know if the doll comes to life, but apparently there's supposed to be a lot of mystery surrounding the baby's death.
There's, I mean, actually giving a baby after you've suffered an infant mortality is something that is a proper thing. So my wife did a bit of work for a company called, or a charity called SANS. We got some friends who lost one of their children before birth. And one of the things that's in the box that you get is a small baby that you can hold. And apparently, I was kind of like, ah, that doesn't sit comfortably with me. That doesn't seem right. But talking to the women who'd done it, they said, no, it was a massive comfort because your body's just prepared and ready for holding on to a baby. And the fact that you don't do it is just another stigma that's absent. So the baby's kind of actually really useful. So the theory behind that story is accurate, but I'm sure M. Night Shyamalan will take it to degrees that are inappropriate and beyond what it's supposed to be. And the other thing
that's a safe bet.
Yeah, absolutely. Apple appears to have purchased a motion capture company called iKinema. Partnered with Ubisoft, runtime software character creation, specialising in technology that allows for real-time motion animation of virtual characters. So you can see in the image that I've just put up here, if you're watching the video, there's three characters who are walking in a green screen area wearing a green suit, one person in a real suit, the other. And it's been live transmission, transited live into three characters against a fake backdrop on what looks like a Martian landscape. So are Apple going to be the next Pixar? Wouldn't that be serendipity? What a circle.
Yeah.
It's the circle of animation sung by Elton John.
It'll be a beautiful song.
Adobe Character Animator, I think, seems a little bit similar to this, although that's only part of the what is the Creative Cloud subscription. But this looks like it could be, I mean, this could be interesting if they, not just for kids, but I guess for everybody, depending on how far they want to push it.
It's interesting as well, because this is actually very heavily about real-time production. It's not about production into post-production stuff. So these people are a real time taking this stuff and remapping. So that's a video game kind of orientation, but Apple don't make video games, do they?
They don't. And my first thought when I heard about this purchase or acquisition was, is Apple going to do an AR live chat thing? Like, you know, like right now we can do FaceTime. Ooh. What if it could be the whole person in the room with you?
That's interesting.
That really is interesting. Yeah. So, and using your Memoji.
Sure.
Yeah, but this is all real time stuff. And the guy's actually watching the peanut opposite him dancing at the moment while he's wearing one of the suits. And there's a guy doing a TED talk, and there's like an elf who's doing exactly what he's doing with gloves and everything on it and facial features. Oh, this is, yeah, no, that's really good, Jeff. I hadn't thought of that at all. See, that's why we have you on.
I'm glad we finally have a purpose for me being here.
You're the man. Yeah, no, all of this stuff is live demo with a ballet dancer, and it's very realistic. Oh, and a dog fitted out with, that's cruel. That's good. No, I like that. That'd be interesting. Bob typed in the chat room, OFFS, that's silly. And then after I said, it's really important, he put, oh, okay, maybe I'm wrong. I know exactly when he typed that, the time reference. Might Apple start making games to go in the arcade, says Bob. I don't know if I see Apple making games.
Apple is helping produce some of the games that are showing up in Apple Arcade, but I don't think they're actually making them themselves.
Now, another one from Magic Man here, which is, it's not like him to say something sensible, but he's put maybe they're going to include it in the next FCP, so it's going to be a Final Cut feature. Plugin. Wow.
That would be cool too.
Instead of just doing keying, you can do live motion. There's an awful lot of gear you need with it, though, unless it's like a Kinect kind of recognition of space and time. But that's really, that's in AR. That's still a long way off, I think, at the minute.
Well, or could it be, to put a twist on Apple making the games, could it be that they would only license this technology to developers who are developing for arcade, so that the games utilizing that technology would be exclusive to arcade?
Yes, that would work.
Yeah. Sure.
Exclusivity is another chime that rings a bell for Apple, though, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Spot on. Deep Pan's putting, are they trying to match Microsoft offering like a life-size avatar that can speak any language in your voice? And he's put a YouTube link in there to a video. So if you want to know any of the links that we've got, then all you got to do is go to britishtechnetwork.com/chat and you can have a look at all of the stories and stuff that we're talking about and all of the links that we put in for the cool things and that kind of thing as well. So get in there and enjoy it. Just navigate to today's date, which is the 4th of October. Last story then. This one was really quite interesting in the sense that 13.2 beta has come out and there's an icon that's appeared that they think might be an outing of a new iPod shape in 13.2. I don't see it myself, I have to say, because I think Apple's really kind of doubled down on that form factor as an iconic icon. I couldn't think of the right word. Sorry, boys. What are we getting? We're getting new AirPods or not?
Safe.
Are we going to get a change to these? Have you seen the shape there? We're going to get a change from AirPods to these shape? I just don't see it.
Well, I don't know. It looks to me like a hairdryer. So maybe Apple's getting the cosmetics.
Yeah, no, that's it. You're really on it this week, mate. Absolutely on fire, Jeff.
I'm on fire.
I looked at these and just trying to figure how they would go in your ears.
Well, the thing that puts it out for me is I don't see Apple putting foam on the end of AirPods because it's just a nightmare to say, it came off, give me another.
Yeah. My guess is that if this is legit, they're going to do something with that tip, like they did with the in-ear ear pods, where it had a silicone tip on it. But yeah, now they have to get into the business of having replacement tips. And I don't know.
There is a point here, though, that from Bob, he's saying maybe not a new design, but I think the inclusion of active noise reduction is essential, is almost certain, rather. And I'm just thinking, without a rubber tip to seal, is active noise reduction going to be effective in the current design? It might not be. Actually, that's a really good point.
I'll be just happy if they charged it, okay?
The tips could be rubber like the Beats, says Deep Pan, but I think that's a really good point, that actually with active noise reduction, you've got to have a seal, otherwise it's just going to be pointless.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a good point.
Yeah. Excellent. We've had a move around in the studio. Yes. It's Muller's desk has been taken away and abbreviated, and we've got all of the production equipment now for broadcast in there. So what that means is we can wheel that through into the other green area, and we can put a 360-degree immersive environment in there with a 360 camera and broadcast it. So we might have a go at that one day. It could be fun.
That's very cool. Mm.
It could be fun. Could be really fun.
Do you have a 360 camera? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
What did you get?
I've got the GoPro.
Oh, okay.
I like that. I like the fact because it's 5.2K or whatever it is. But also, I don't use the software with it, though. I use the... What's the software? The free software that you can get with the other camera. Nikon? The camera. The camera's not as good, but the software is better.
It's Nikon stuff, isn't it?
No, it's not Nikon. I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, I use that instead. So Muller has a new desk. It's slightly narrower, slightly smaller, but it's enough.
Sorry.
Well, it's still there in front of you. The other piece of it's over there. I haven't thrown it away, so you can still take it home and love it if you want.
Okay.
Who are we to judge?
Yeah.
This week in fetishes.
I don't even know what that means. I'm not sure I want to.
A fetish? Oh, no. Well, I'm sure if you type fetish into Google, mate, you'll get an answer.
No, I knew fetish. I was trying to figure out the love the desk thing. That
Someone said to me today there was a lady who'd done something and her work had been featured on the BBC, and they'd said go and Google this lady's name and BBC, and I'm never putting BBC into Google. Never. You have to work that out yourself.
Oh my God! It just hit me. Oh.
Never Google BBC, especially on a works computer. Ever. Just go to bbc.co.uk.
That's an HR incident right there.
It is. Just don't do it. We are support. I mean, why do I always do something inappropriate before the sponsors? It's a talent, I'm telling you. Oh, this clean firm are far better than us. If you go to TSO Host, they are the people to look after you for hosting. They look after us immensely. We couldn't peddle this rubbish without them. They pick up all the bandwidth. They give us a massive server, and they look after. We've got shows. We've got new shows going back to the original days, back in 2008. We've got all of the Mac shows we've ever done are all still on the server. All of the big shows we've ever done are still on the server, thanks to TSO Hosts. If you enjoy listening to this network, you need to support these people, because otherwise we will go away if you do not support them. We've got some really close links coming up. One of the things that they're doing at the moment is a push on virtual private servers. They've got VPSs that you can use for anything that you like. They start at $40, going up to $200, and the $200 one is massive. I mean, it is more than probably we'd even use per month, but it will scale and it will keep your systems running, and you will be able to do whatever you need with it. It's massive. Please check them out. Go and have a look at the VPSs if you're in the market for it. And if you use the offer code BTN20, you get 20% off your VPS when you buy it from them. And also, please, please, please get yourself out on social media. Quite a few people did it last week. Really, really cool. They respond to every single one of them, and they retweet them, and they say thank you to you. So please go out to @TSOhost. Thank you for supporting @BritishTech, because if they go away, we go away. It's as simple as that. We are utterly reliant on them. We love them to bits, and we've got loads more coming. Just stay tuned for that, because there's loads of stuff happening. Right, time for the cool thing. Start us off. Do you have a cool thing for us, Chuck?
I do. This sort of takes us back to the Catalina thing. I want to recommend a program called Go64 that is free from St. Clair Software. Go64 will scan all the apps on your hard drive and will tell you which ones are 64-bit and which ones are not. So Ooh. That you can either take steps to upgrade them, abandon them, or relegate them off to a secondary machine. But the whole idea here is that you just want to make sure that you aren't depending on something that is going away, and that you are as up to date as you can be with the ones that that you do want to keep. So StClairSoft.com, and I will put a link in the chat room. But Go64, it is free. It takes a couple minutes to run it on your drive and gives you a lot of good information. One of the really cool things, it's just a little nice little touch, that if you discover that an app is not 64-bit, you can go and do the research on the app's website to see if it's going to cost you and what it's going to cost you. Enter that information into Go64, and Go64 keeps a running total of what your upgrade costs are going to be to make the transition. So it's just really, really well put together.
That's good.
And I would tell anyone that if you're seriously thinking about this, run this before you make the jump.
Well, that was my next question. Have you run this and got any heart stoppers?
Right now, Final Cut has a few things that are not up to speed yet. I would expect that to be resolved. That one's the one that really is going to make me hesitate, just because I have to have Final Cut.
Me too.
Other than that, no, I think pretty much everything that I really rely on is there. A lot of little utilities that are nice to have, but if they go away, then they go away. So, yeah.
Yeah, I might get that, because that's a good shout. Because so it does plugins as well for Final Cut?
I can't answer that. I don't believe so. You know, either that or they're all 64-bit, but I don't think it lists that out separately.
Yeah.
So that's a great one.
Bob has acted as my memory once again and said, you're talking about Insta360, Ewan. Yes, I am, Bob. Thank you very much. Superb. Jeffrey, what's your cool thing, mate?
before I, my cool thing,
okay.
I have to back up Chuck. Go 64 is awesome. And what it taught me or what it showed me was that there are several elements in Creative Cloud, like under the hood elements, that are still 32-bit, like the uninstaller. So right. that was interesting.
In Creative Cloud?
Yeah.
Jeez. Or, you thought they'd been, because they were a real tight partner, aren't they, with Apple? You'd have thought they'd be up to it.
Yeah. Yeah. The other stuff that it showed me, I was expecting, which were applications that I have moved on from and replaced with 64-bit alternatives, and elements of the operating system that I know are being deprecated, like all the components for QuickTime for showing up for me. And I'm like, well, yeah, we knew that was happening.
Yeah.
So excellent. Anyhow.
Good shout. Then I definitely will be getting that.
Yeah. Hey Jeff, one quick thing. You're right. The uninstallers are not being upgraded. So A, if you're going to uninstall anything, uninstall it now. And B, of course they're not going to upgrade the uninstallers. They don't want you to uninstall anything.
Right. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, but there's a certain diligence and morality in being able to uninstall stuff. But I mean, you've got, don't forget, if you got setup, you got Clean My Mac on there, which is just the best. It's scraping the crap off your shoe, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
Definitely. Yep.
Jeffrey, cool thing, please.
My cool thing is for me, this is a big surprise, but here we go. Apple Arcade.
Oh, cool. You got to pick an app, though.
Okay. The one that I'm loving right now is Tint.
No, I love that game.
And I've been playing it on my Apple TV, and it's just beautiful to play Tint on a big screen.
I haven't even
just sit back on the couch and go through the puzzle colors. So for those that haven't played Tint, the graphic that you're looking at, it's a piece of paper, and you have dabs of paint on it, and then you have different points that you have to reach on the page where the color has to match. So sometimes all you have to do is draw a line from the dab of color to its end point because it's the same. Other times you have to start at one dab of color and work your way through others until you've blended the color that matches the end point. And you can't cross the lines because then it kills your color. Anyhow, it's a really cool, fun puzzle game.
I picked it on the Big Show last week. I think you were on, weren't you?
No, last week
you
I
weren't
was.
In, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, no, I was out at the Smile company event.
That's right. I picked it on Big last week. It is a great game. It's hard. When you get further on, the first few are okay, but then after that, it really starts to stick up a bit. It's tough.
Yeah, but it's such a great game. So there you go. You have validation for your pick because I had no idea that you had picked Tint. And here we are.
And you obviously don't listen to the Big Show as well.
Well, to be fair, who does? I mean, we have
that's a slap.
We have viewers and listeners for the shows. That's so cool. I just thought this was like a live chat between us.
Oh, really? You thought no one actually bothered? Right. Okay.
Yeah, I just figured this is our weekly hangout time together.
Thanks, man.
And then you put the frames around so we look all official. And I'm kidding, of course. I know that there are people that pay attention to the show, which is really awesome.
Excellent. Thank you, mate. I think.
Well, it's been great being on the show and knowing you guys.
Once now he's realized it's not compulsory. That's it. He's just the torrent of abuse.
Told it.
You should have never told me that.
I know. I'm sorry. It's my fault entirely. I'll take full responsibility. Right. Save us, Muller.
Okay. I've put the link in. You can get it from their website or from Amazon. But it's the Orb water bottle. Basically, it's got little LEDs in there. And you can put it on your bike. You can have it flashing. You can have it on. It's got different modes. You can have it on a lower.
If you hold it close to the camera, they'll see the flashing because it'll dim down a bit.
Yeah. You can have it full on as well. So it doesn't flash. Or you can have it on different settings. I've only had it a couple of days, but it basically gives you some...
it's safety for your bike, isn't it? That's the bit you're missing. So you put it on your bike and it flashes. So
the thing is, your lights point forward or backwards, where this gives you some sideways illumination so that car drivers can't say they didn't see you. So it does. There is a solid where it just comes on solid, but I can't seem to find that setting, but it is there somewhere. I've not used it yet on the bike in anger. It only arrived yesterday. I charged it. But there's a video on their website and on Amazon where they show it in use, and it looks quite stunning. It's just bright enough not to distract you on the bike, but bright enough to be seen by car drivers if you're going past a side road or something.
As usual, a good link on Amazon, $29.99.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
No, it's not.
They do supply... a cable to charge it, but
oh, it's rechargeable. That's cool.
Yeah, it's USB. Sorry, I didn't say that.
That's
USB rechargeable. So there's it's under this little waterproof.
I bet you if you get certain types of fluids in there that refract the light, that would. I bet it goes mental.
Yeah, I think it will.
Put a bit of Mountain Dew in there or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So
lime green.
I think they should bring out a smaller one for runners because. I mean, runners, I think it would, I've not tried it in the dark yet, so, but apart from when it was actually charging.
You bought a light you haven't tried in the dark yet.
Well, it's only arrived yesterday. I saw it online and I thought, I'll get that. You know, but I thought it'd be all right. So I look forward to trying that once the night's closing.
Deep Pan has just had two completely opposite phrases in the chat room. Number one, if Batwinch was here, she'd want it mains powered, which is a point. And then he's put, good for bike safety, which is always good. Thank you, Mr. Chumley Water. my cool thing is Cricket Through the Ages. I have got, it is the most inane and stupid game you've ever seen in your entire life. It bears no relation to the evolution of human life, and it bears no relation to use of cricket in the existence of humans. It is just utter mayhem and rubbish, but it's addictive. I love playing it. Absolutely adore playing it. It's free as long as you subscribe to Arcade. But two cricketers. Two crabs fighting. If you haven't got it, play it. It's brilliant. You'll love it. Plain and simple. Excellent. Where can we get a hold of you fellas, Chuck?
MacVoices.com is where you can find pretty much everything or links to everything. And my other new show is Trek Favorites at TrekFavorites.com, a Star Trek podcast that I hope to have both Ewan and Jeff on very soon because one of them has picked their episode. The other one still has to.
Going to be there, mate. You know, keep me away. I'm a love Trekkie.
Trouble with Tribbles.
Definitely. Nah, too predictable, mate.
Oh, yeah.
They were going to be the Borg, weren't they? But they were fluffy and...
Yeah, but it was the first Star Trek episode I ever saw in colour. Because that's when we've got our first colour TV.
Oh, right, okay.
That's why, you know, it's mine. Because it happened to be on when the man from Rediffusion delivered our TV.
Oh, it's a seminal moment then. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
You know, okay. Wow. That's Trouble with Tribbles gone.
Yeah, so because, I mean, the TVs in those days had to be brought by a pickup truck, didn't they? Because they were about 10 tons and 2 minutes.
That's right, radio rentals, big cathode ray tube.
Oh, that's right. And they had the big bin on the side where you put the coal to power them. Yeah.
ours had a box on the back which you had to put 50 pence pieces in, otherwise you couldn't watch TV because it was rented.
Okay.
Because TVs cost as much as a mini in those days.
They did?
Yeah, because we put one in the back of a car once and the teacher was going, Don't drop it. That costs
double the
more
value.
That costs more than my car.
DER. I remember DER. My babysitter used to work for DER.
They come and collect the money out the box, and any extra they gave you back.
Well, two questions then, Chuck. A, has Trouble with Tribbles gone?
No, it has not.
And B, do you really want Muller on your podcast?
Sure, we can work something out.
Right now, I'd rather have him than Jeff, though.
This totally checks out, yes.
We'll be back to normal by 8 p.m. in the big show. Don't worry, Jeff. We'll be loving each other again.
We will.
Where can everyone get a hold of you? Oh, that's the wrong line. No, there we go. Where can everyone get a hold of you, Jeff?
Over at textexpander.com and on Twitter and Instagram, I'm Jay Gamet. And of course, I make the rounds on other podcasts. And Chuck, I am so looking forward to being on your Trek podcast. And I have some ideas in mind for some new shows. So you may be seeing more of me on the podcast circuit soon.
That's just not physically possible, mate. That's
they'll have to clone him.
Yeah, well, the maturation chamber is in the other room.
Light speed will be beaten before we find more podcasts that you're on.
Yeah, well, the race is on.
There isn't any podcast that you're not on. I was listening.
Oh, wow. You've got me there.
I was listening the other week to Just a Minute, and I swear I heard you in the background chuckling.
You probably did.
And Muller.
I just crash shows.
Yeah, you're good, mate. And Muller, we love having you, pal. Muller, where are you?
Muller Biker on Twitter and in the Slack room, where I take a load of abuse, but I hand it back.
Oh, mate, you and Crikey Trousers. That's a world I don't want to live in. It's just... Let's move on before we actually. My name's Ewan Rankin. You can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. We'll be back again next week as normal on the show. Max show at 4 p.m. Big show at 8 p.m. Don't miss it because you'll love it. Come and watch live. It's well worth it. We'll have a fuller panel next week maybe. And there might be some Apple news. Who knows? Because this week we really missed out on that. Make sure you check out TSO hosts and make sure you give them a big shout out on the social medias, please. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.